With estimated reserves in the trillions of dollars and rising, sovereign wealth funds have been bailing out some American household names. Edwin Truman is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. The former U.S. Treasury Department official is among those with concerns.
Why is it good for a foreign government to have 10% of the stock of Citigroup when we don't want to have the United States government have 10% of the United States? At least the United States government would be responsible to U.S. taxpayers.
Another concern is the possibility that the funds could contribute to market instability if they pull out as quickly as they rode to the rescue. And there is the fear that sovereign wealth funds might be used to pursue the political objectives of their government masters. In addition, there is a worry that publicity about the fund's role might spark a protectionist backlash by American lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Many of the super-rich funds are owned by Asian and Middle Eastern governments. Their role has been front-page news, prompting the recent headline, America for Sale, in a New York tabloid. The Economist magazine called it an invasion. If so, it is an invasion broadly welcomed by James Dorn at the pro-free market Cato Institute.
The United States is a free country. We have open capital markets. If U.S. investors want to make deals with the Chinese or anybody else, they should be allowed to do so. It's their money, as long as it doesn't provide a credible threat.
The sensitivity of the security issue was illustrated in 2006, when a political firestorm forced a Dubai-owned company to sell its U.S. port operations. Ensuring that foreign investments do not threaten U.S. national security is the job of a special committee headed by the Treasury Department. Deputy Treasury Secretary Robert Kimmitt recently told reporters in a telephone conference call that the U.S. welcomed commercially driven investment.
Foreign direct investment is a major positive contributor to the U.S. economy, being responsible for over 5 million good jobs in the United States. I think it is also, though, quite fair to recognize that cross-border investments can occasionally raise security issues.
In an article in Foreign Affairs magazine, Kimmitt sets out ways for the funds and recipient countries to allay concerns. The first is that sovereign wealth funds should base their decisions solely on economic, not political or foreign policy grounds. He also endorses efforts by the International Monetary Fund to explore a code of best practice for sovereign wealth funds. He says any such code would call for greater transparency and openness on the part of the funds. Malcolm Brown for VOA News in Washington.